Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. This is Jake Volnick in for Andy.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now, you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m. and Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 p.m. live each and every weekday on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free and watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan, live and on demand now.
Volnick usually working overtime, and that means the night show here on 92.3 The Fan, but in for Andy today. The one thing fun about this show, as opposed to your show when sometimes people go to bed, usually people are awake during our show.
It's a good time,
you know, and they're awake during the beginning of your show. Some people working the other shifts are up late. Anyhow, I hear from a lot of my buddies during the day here on the show. My buddy Don sends me this on the quarterbacks. Shador has weaknesses like every quarterback, like his elusiveness, downfield passing, accuracy. The things he doesn't do well appear coachable. Coach him up, protect him, get him some playmakers. And here's where I want to go. We've tried every other method of replacing quarterbacks every year. Let's try something different. That, I think, is real insightful by my buddy Don. Don, well done. Keep going, dude. And it's this, and it goes off of what Tyva said. Can you trust this front office to evaluate a quarterback? And that's what I'm wondering right now, Jake, because and Tyva had the great line. He said, Shador want to make sure that he's going to be the starting quarterback next year? Go win a couple of games here and drop out of the contention for Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore if he comes out. Since these guys have been here, and these guys being Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, these quarterbacks have started games for the Browns, okay? Shador, Dillon Gabriel, Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Bailey Zappe, P.J. Walker, Jeff Driscoll, Jacoby Brissett, Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum, Nick Mullins. That's a lot of guys to start quarterback in six seasons.
Any more you want to add to that?
13 guys.
That's a lot.
13 different guys have started at quarterback. Have any of them been worth a, you know what? Like, I mean, seriously, like, yes, we have a guy. We have a guy. The closest to it, it's been Baker.
Yeah, and a guy that
they didn't draft. And they didn't bring him in. Right. And then they decided, or ownership, to move on from him. And again, anybody who's listened to the show knows I don't think Baker's the second coming of Bart Starr or Roger Staubach or anybody else. But he's certainly a competent NFL quarterback, and that wasn't good enough. I understand that because sometimes you have to make that decision, and we've talked about that. Scott Petrak talked about it. Scott said if you think Shador is going to be a middle-of-the-pack quarterback, but you think Mendoza or Dante Moore are going to be a top-five quarterback, well, you draft him. He's right. But do you trust this front office to evaluate that?
You see, this is the tough thing, is I've never really had to trust them to evaluate that. The only time they've tried to make an evaluation that is exactly that is by trading for Deshaun Watson, which prior in Houston, I think most people around the league looked at it and went, on the football field, yeah, that guy can be a top five quarterback, right? That's supposed to be the upgrade. He played like it when he was with the Texans. And I think a lot of people
didn't
were mistaken.
We didn't get that guy.
No. No, you got a different guy.
Yep.
That was nowhere near productive-wise as Deshaun in Houston was. But all the other shots that they've taken, everybody else that we've seen here has either been basically, a retread quarterback or the best capital that's been invested in one of these guys is in Dylan Gabriel with a third-round pick.
Which is hard to believe.
And, Jeff, we know what happens to third-round pick quarterbacks. Like
same thing that happens to fifth-round pick quarterbacks.
They become backups or they flame out of the league.
They get their chance. Do you happen to be the guy who clicks? Because not many of them do. Oh, you're not. Then you're a backup quarterback or you flame out of the league.
Yeah. So, they've clearly brought in quarterbacks who are still competent. Joe Flacco obviously had a really good run here. Jacoby Brissett. Still playing in the league elsewhere. And then
Jameis can sling it.
He still has a job right now with the New York Giants, right? And has gotten an opportunity to start at one point this year. Like, they're still valued across the league. And if they're going to look at it, and I think you still look at this year and you go, okay, well, you got Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round. There was clearly some ability to evaluate a quarterback to make sure that you drafted him. Because no matter what you think, the Browns did not have a fifth round grade on Shedeur Sanders, or else they wouldn't have traded up into the fifth round to say, he's fallen too far, we have to draft him now. Now, did they have a first round grade on him? Obviously not. Clearly, they had a higher grade. Somebody in that building, whoever was making that decision, had a higher grade on Dylan Gabriel than they did on Shedeur Sanders. But they still looked at it and went, that kid's too good of a talent to be in the fifth round right now. We have to go get him.
And you know what? I get that, and I don't mind that.
No, and they were right. I mean, we look right now. I mean, the one thing we cannot argue right now, sure, talent-wise, was not a fifth-round quarterback. He looks a heck of a lot better than guys who have been drafted in the fifth round, at least, or in that area right now than the other quarterbacks have been. You see Quinn Ewers play yesterday?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like Shedeur.
How about Gardner Minshew when Gardner came into the league? You know, sometimes guys, and this is what the Browns need to determine. It goes back to what Tyva said. Can you trust them to evaluate a quarterback? It's not just in the draft. It's in who you have now.
Yeah.
You know, is Shedeur on a pretty good run for a guy who teams passed over? And I think he is on a pretty good run. But now this is up to them to evaluate. Is this all we're going to get out of him, or can he be coached up even more, and can he improve even more?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
More. And that's where evaluation comes in, I think, Jake, even more than with the draft, is don't screw it up with Shedeur at this point. And don't screw it up with Dylan Gabriel.
Yep.
You know, and it's the point of this. If you haven't had enough sample size, And I think Shedeur's looked better than Dylan. Don't get me wrong. If you haven't had enough sample size through the last two games to properly evaluate Shedeur, then you probably haven't had the amount of sample size you need to evaluate Dylan. And I wasn't crazy about the Dylan pick. I was more crazy about the Shador pick because I thought, well, you get him in the fifth. You know, it's for that reason. But that's where the evaluation comes in. Not just Fernando Mendoza, not just Dante Moore. It's Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders.
What has Shador shown you so far? At least to me, it's that on a week-to-week progression. And you're a rookie quarterback, any quarterback in the NFL. Like I've pointed out over the last couple weeks, like Jalen Hurts threw four picks in a game. I wouldn't consider that consistent, like upwards movement. He looked bad in that game. Sometimes quarterbacks just look bad. But for the most part, we've seen Shador make strides to continue to get better in the areas that we want him to get better in. Got the ball out of his hands quicker, has showed that he can, you know, move with the football, I think, this week as well, and is continued to, okay, I can take the short stuff. It doesn't have to be just down the field, but I have the down the field accuracy. I'm seeing things more than once, and now I'm adjusting to that. Like the Jerry Jeudy, I missed him when he was open. That was basically the exact same play he ran against Tennessee. He hit Jeudy in stride, and it was a 60-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, you make consistent progression week to week, it tells me, at least in my eyes, that there's more there, right? Is that he's building towards, and there's more of a ceiling that we can keep striving for.
A buddy of mine dropped this line on me. He said, Shador looks to me like Jameis without the arm strength. There anything to that?
Like, in what way? Like,
just a little erratic in his play. And I say erratic in this case with Shador, thinking it's okay because he's a rookie. People keep forgetting that he's either that or they don't want to just admit he's allowed to be inconsistent. He's allowed to be a little erratic. He's learning how to play in the league. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, the problem was Jameis was doing that like last year, right? Like,
well, Jameis never got over it.
No.
See, that's the thing. And that's where we go back to Tyvus's thought. Can you trust this front office to evaluate the quarterback? Because they finally evaluated in Tampa. You know what? No, well, Tom Brady's available, but Jameis isn't going to be the guy. And then in New Orleans, he had every chance to go down there and be the replacement for Drew Brees. They never really, when they gave him the gig, he got hurt and then he played okay, but he never became that guy there. And then he's on the career backup path as a former number one overall pick who threw for 5,000 yards in a season.
Right.
For God's sake, 5,000 yards. And the guy, and that, again, there's that talent evaluation. Well, if a guy throws for 5,000 yards, he's a starting quarterback, isn't he? Nope. Not anymore. And he still has the arm, and he can still sling it, and he still inspires his team and everything. You know, people love Jameis in the locker room. Remember Joel Bitonio saying, yeah, some of the stuff he was saying is really out there. But they were listening to him, and he was getting fired up. That's where the evaluation comes in. Just because the guy's playing, and just because the guy's playing okay, doesn't mean he's going to be the guy, because when Jameis went 30 and 32 and 30 touchdowns and interceptions and over 5,000 yards, you thought, well, he threw over 30 touchdowns and he threw for 5,000 yards. This guy's he's got to be the right guy, right? Nope.
Because Jameis consistently couldn't keep the interceptions down.
He never took that next step, and that's where our guys have to figure it out with Shador, especially if they're sitting 1, 2, or 3 in the draft.
I will say, like, I think you would agree. Shador says the right things to think that he's doing his best to try to limit those things, right?
Yeah, I have no qualms with what he's done.
Yeah.
Because I didn't expect him to come in and be Tom Brady in his fourth year. I didn't. I expected him to come in and be erratic and inconsistent. And guess what he's been? Erratic and inconsistent. But he's also had some real flashes where he's looked pretty good. And I think we have to be, as a fan base, as a media, have to be realistic about that. I mean, if you expected him to come in and be a Pro Bowler, I think you were so optimistic, it was silly. And if you've seen what you've seen from him this year, and you think, absolute Pro Bowl quarterback right here, this is the guy. Well, you either know more than I do, because I don't know that yet, or you're just being overly optimistic.
Well, the other thing too, Jeff, is that we've heard Andrew Berry say that they evaluate these quarterback classes. We heard this is offseason. They evaluate them in 2-year windows, right?
Yeah.
They don't just look at this class. They also look at the next class. I imagine when they did that, they were looking at this class with a lot of the names that are now going to be in 2027.
Yeah, because these guys were supposed to come out this year and maybe 5 or 6 first-round picks.
Right. Doesn't some of that, don't you sit there and go, okay, can we get Shador to eliminate this? And even if not, so if Shador's just flat out, you know, he's not the guy and he's not good enough and he continues to be inconsistent, probably not winning a ton of football games, you're probably going to be back in an okay position to draft again. And oh, by the way, there's probably not only better quarterbacks in next year's draft, and we'll never know because obviously 2026 turned into what it is now when we thought it was going to be this. But there's probably more of those quarterbacks in that class too, where, hey, drafting at eight, you still might be able to get one of these guys.
Yeah. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up 1 o'clock. We'll hear it right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.